Area 7 to command.
Go ahead.
We could use another survey team out here, sir.
Base to Ensign McCauley and Ensign Giles. Please report to Area 7 and assist the Itafology team.
Acknowledged.
Transferring it. Metric data files to secondary process. Ethnographic studies indicate 97%.
Ethnological analysis.
Still working on correlating that unidentified blood.
Comparative linguistic analysis.
Admiral Dougherty's waiting for this. Transmitted to the ship.
Alert! Area 12. The android! He's out of control!
Report!
He's headed toward the village! We're trying to stop him!
Over there!
Magnify. Hold your fire.
What is it? What's happening?
Base to Commander Zeta.
Rerouting. Hydrohydraulic power distribution. Regulating thermal overload.
Zeta, report to base immediately.
Transferring positronic matrix functions. Engaging secondary protocols.
He's trying to remove the headpiece.
All field units, intercept the android.
Cardinals.
All right.
Get inside, now.
Quiet shelter! Everyone, get inside! Now, back to your home! Move it! Now, move!
Secondary protocols active.
They can see him.
Stop him, now!
Commander Data, stand down. That's an order. I repeat, stand down!
Population 300 million.
Say the greeting again.
Eugene Chefor. Emphasis on the chin and the fall.
You either need a new uniform or a new neck.
Eugene Chefor. My collar size is exactly as it was at the academy.
Of course it is.
Our guests have arrived. They are eating the floral arrangements on the banquet tables.
I guess they don't believe in cocktails before dinner.
Oh, my God, are they vegetarian? That's not in there.
Perhaps we should have the chef whip up a light balsamic vinaigrette. Something that goes well with chrysanthemums. Eugene Chefor.
Bridge to Captain Picard.
Go ahead, Ensign.
Command wants to know our ETA at the Gorn system.
The Gorn system?
They need us to mediate some territorial dispute.
No. We can't delay the archaeological expedition to Hanorum 2. That'll put us right in the middle of the monsoon season.
Captain.
Thank you.
The diplomatic corps is busy with Dominion negotiations.
Oh, yes. So they need us to put out one more brush fire. Can anyone remember when we used to be explorers?
Deck 10.
Remember, they have a significantly less advanced technology than ours. They only achieved warp drive last year.
And the Federation Council decided to make them a protectorate so quickly.
In view of our losses to the Borg and the Dominion, the Council feels we need all the allies we can get these days.
Captain on deck!
you'll be expected to dance with the Regent Cusar. Kenji Mondo.
Very funny.
The captain used to cut quite a rug.
Forge to Picard. Captains, I need to talk to you before the reception.
Captain.
Mr. Worf.
Worf.
What the hell are you doing here?
I was at the Manzar call.
He's a little late, Geordi. Can I wait?
I don't think so.
But I heard you. Excuse me. Tell him that I'm already here. I'll talk to him when he arrives. Mr. Worf, I have
Geordi, the captain would like you to come up here.
Tell him we've received a communique from Admiral Dougherty. It's about Data.
Eugene Chafor, Regent Cusar, welcome aboard the Enterprise.
Captain Picard, may I welcome you in the time-honored tradition of my people. We are so honored to be accepted within the great Federation family.
We have a dance later, I believe.
I look forward to it.
Counselor.
Nice speed work.
Captain, excuse me. Captain. Captain, Admiral Dougherty is aboard a Zona ship in Sector 441. He's requesting Data schematics.
Is something wrong?
The message doesn't say.
Well, Data should have been back by now. They were only scheduled to observe the Baku village for 1 week. Geordi, would you set up a secure comm link with the Admiral in the anteroom?
I see.
Captain. Hars Adislo, we met at the Nel Beto conference last year. Did you ever have a chance to read my paper on thermionic transconductance?
Would you excuse me?
He's not acknowledging any Starfleet protocols, not responding to any of our hails.
Have you any idea what precipitated this behavior?
None. Now he's holding our people hostage down there.
Well, the Enterprise could be at your position in 2 days, Admiral.
That's probably not a good idea. Your ship hasn't been fitted for this region. There are environmental concerns.
What kind of concerns?
We haven't fully identified the anomalies yet. They're calling this whole area the Briar Patch. It took us a day to reach a location where we could even get a signal to you. Just get me Data's schematics. I'll keep you informed. Dougherty out.
His emotion check?
He didn't take it with him.
Send the Admiral Data schematics.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ensign, would you report to the galley and tell the chef to skip the fish course?
Aye, sir.
I would make our guest to depart as soon as etiquette allows. I'm going to ask Worf to delay his return to DS9 so that he can join us. We're going to stop by Sector 441 on our way to the Garn system.
They are in opposite directions, sir.
Are they? I never should have let you talk me into that duck blind in the first place. Your Federation procedures have made this mission 10 times as difficult as it needed to be.
Our procedures were in place to protect the planet's population from unnecessary risk.
Planet's population. 600 people. You want to avoid unnecessary risks? Next time, leave your android home.
Bridge to Adaro Alpha. We are approaching the planet.
Take us into a high orbit. Lie down, Admiral. The girls will take 20 years off your face.
Another time, perhaps.
Your self-restraint puzzles me, Admiral. You continue to deny yourself every benefit this mission has to offer.
I prefer to wait until we can share the benefits with all the people of the Federation.
Report.
Phaser blast, unknown origin.
Raise shields. Take us out of orbit.
Photon torpedoes, brace for impact.
The vessel is broken off pursuit, sir.
Visual contact.
That's our ship.
Thank you.
Captain, we are about to lose all communications with Starfleet.
You have everything you need from command.
I've downloaded all the files on the duck blind mission and the sonar.
You have 2 days to become experts. Mr. Worf, our job is to come up with a plan to safely capture data.
I've already had Commander LaForge modify this tricorder with one of Data's actuation servos. Its operational range is only 4 meters, but it will shut him down.
Good to have you back, Mr. Worf.
Slow to 1/3. Take us in.
Half a century ago, they conquered 2 primitive races, the Tarlac and the Allura, and then integrated them into their culture as a labor class. Look at this. The Sona are known to have produced mass quantities of the narcotic Ketracel White. Their ships are rumored to be equipped with isolytic subspace weapons outlawed by the Second Khitomer Accord.
Why would we be involved with these people?
Good question. You haven't done that in a long time.
What?
What you're doing to my neck.
Was I doing something to your neck?
Bridge to Commander Worf. Worf!
Captain.
I don't know how they do it on Deep Space Nine, but on the Enterprise, we still report for duty.
On time.
Sorry, sir. I'm on my way.
We'll skip the court-martial this time. Picard out. When was the last time we aligned the torque sensors?
2 months ago, sir.
They don't sound right.
The torque sensors are out of alignment. By 12 microns. You could hear that?
When I was an ensign, I could detect a 3-micron misalignment.
Excuse me, sir. The sonar ship with Admiral Doherty aboard has entered tracking range.
Straighten your baldric, Commander. On screen.
Captain, I wasn't expecting you.
This is too important for the Enterprise to be on the sidelines, Admiral.
I wish I had better news. Commander Data attacked us in the mission scout ship yesterday. Worf and I have decided to send in an assault team.
Commander Worf and I are working on several tactical plans to save...
Your android has turned dangerously violent, Captain. Considerable damage was done to my ship. He must be destroyed.
I know what Data means to Starfleet, Jean-Luc, but our crew is at the mercy of those people on the planet.
If our first attempt to capture Data fails, I will terminate him. I should be the one to do it. I'm his captain. And his friend.
All right. You have 12 hours, Captain. Then I want you out at the Briar Patch. In the meantime, we'll head out to the perimeter to call for sonar reinforcements in case you fail.
Understood.
Good luck, Captain. Doherty out.
Sensors are not picking up any ships coming from the surface.
Transmit a wideband covariant signal. That ought to get his attention.
He must be using the planet's rings to mask his approach.
The metaphasic radiation from the rings is in a state of extreme flux. We'll steer clear of those. Come out, wherever you are.
Sir?
That's something that my mother... Hold on!
Open all hailing frequencies.
Data, this is Captain Picard.
Data, please respond. If we fire tachyon bursts, it might force him to reset his shield harmonics. When he does, we can beam him out.
Make it so.
Direct hit. He's resetting his shield harmonics.
Beam him out.
He has activated a transport inhibitor.
Prepare to enter the atmosphere.
We use the ionospheric boundary to shake him.
Scanners are offline.
Evasive maneuvers heading 140 Mark 31. He can anticipate tactical strategies. Clearly his brain is functioning. We've seen how he responds to threats. I wonder how he would respond. Mr. Worf, do you know Gilbert and Sullivan?
No, sir. I have not had a chance to meet all the new crew members since I have been back.
They're composers, Worf. From the 19th century. Data was rehearsing a production of HMS Pinafore just before he left.
A British tar is a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictatorial word.
Sing, Worf, sing.
His nose should pant.
And his lips should curl.
His cheeks should flame.
And his brow should furl.
His bosom should heave.
And his heart should glow.
And his fist be ever ready for a knockdown blow. His nose should pant.
And his lips should curl.
His cheeks should flame. And his brow should furl. His bosom should heave. And his heart should glow. And his fist be ever ready for a knockdown blow.
Prepare the docking clamps.
His eye should flash with an inborn fire, his brow with scorn be wrong. He never should bow down to a domineering frown,
for the tang of a tyrant tongue. His heart should stump,
and his throat should growl.
His hair should curl,
and his face should scowl.
His eyes should flash,
and his breast protrude.
And this should be his customary attitude.
Inertial coupling is exceeding tolerance. If we do not release him, he may destroy both vessels.
I'm not letting go of him.
We must stabilize the damping field.
Pre-ramp, emergency power to inertial dampers.
The old sequencer was damaged by phaser fire.
Transferring controls to manual.
Power sequence realigned. Engaging stabilizers.
Damping field established.
Maximum power.
Now, Mr. Worf.
Captain, Commander Data is safely in custody.
Sona Command.
Lieutenant Curtis, attaché to Admiral Dougherty.
Are you all right?
We've been treated extremely well. They have incredible mental discipline. Clarity of perception.
My name is Soja.
Jean-Luc Picard. These are my officers, Dr. Crusher, Counselor Troy.
Would you like something to eat?
No, we're here to rescue them.
As you wish. But I would ask you to disarm yourselves. This village is a sanctuary of life.
Prepare the hostages for transport to the ship.
They should be quarantined before joining the ship's population.
We
We were under the impression they were being held against their will.
It's not our custom to have guests here at all, let alone hold anyone against their will.
The artificial life form would not allow them to leave. In fact, he told us they were our enemies and that more would follow.
Are you our enemy?
Anish.
My people have a strict policy of non-interference in other cultures. It's our prime directive.
Your directive apparently doesn't include spying on other cultures.
The artificial life form is a member of my crew. Apparently, he was taken ill.
There was a phase variance in his positronic matrix, which we were unable to repair.
I think the captain finds it hard to believe that we'd have any skills repairing a positronic device.
Our technological abilities are not apparent because we have chosen not to employ them in our daily lives. We believe that when you create a machine to do the work of a man, you take something away from the man.
But at one time, we explored the galaxy just as you do.
You have warp capability.
Capability, yes. But where can warp drive take us except away from here?
I apologize for our intrusion. And because they have warp capability, the consequences to their society will be minimal.
You've done a terrific job, Jean-Luc. Now pack your bags and get the hell out of there. How's Data?
In stasis. LaForge is completing the diagnostic.
I'll need all your paperwork tomorrow. We're heading back your way. Set a course to rendezvous with us so you can transfer the crew and equipment on your way out.
You're not finished here?
Just a few loose ends to tie up. Dougherty out.
You got a minute?
Sure.
I need a little counseling.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
So do I lie down or what?
Well, whatever makes you comfortable. But this isn't one of the usual therapeutic postures.
But it is comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you try sitting up?
Why don't you try lying down?
Well, you're in quite a mood today. Do you really need counseling, or did you come down here to play?
I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
I believe you.
I'm not sleeping well.
Dr. Crusher has something that can take care of that.
What I need, I can't get from Dr. Crusher. Counselor, do you think it's possible for two people to go back in time, fix a mistake they've made?
On this ship, anything's possible.
Hey, John!
Yuck!
I never kissed you with a beard before.
I kiss you and you say yuck?
I had to reconstruct Data's neural net and replace these. They contain memory engrams.
How were they damaged?
By a Sona weapon. There's no doubt about it, Captain. That's what caused Data to malfunction.
But the Sona report claims that they didn't fire until after he malfunctioned.
Well, I don't believe it happened that way.
Why would they fire on him without provocation?
All I know is that he was functioning normally until he was shot. Then his failsafe system was activated.
Failsafe?
His ethical and moral subroutines took over all of his basic functions.
But you're saying that he still knew the difference between right and wrong.
In a sense, that's all he knew. The system is designed to protect Data against anyone who might try to take advantage of his memory loss.
And yet he attacked us, and he told the Baku that we were a threat. The implant's bothering you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I think I'm just tired.
Jordy? Captain?
You're on the Enterprise, Data.
I seem to be missing several memory engrams. There they are.
Data, what's the last thing that you remember?
His nose should pant and his lips should curl.
From the mission.
I was in an isolation suit gathering physiometric data on the Baku. My last memory is going into the hills following some children.
Artem, do you remember where you were on the day of lightning when the artificial life form appeared to us?
In the hills by the dam.
Can you show us?
There is no reason to fear me. I am now operating within normal parameters.
What?
They fixed me. Captain, the boy is afraid of me.
It's nothing personal, Data. You have to remember, these people have rejected technology.
I am the personification of everything they have rejected.
Until this week, that young man probably never saw a machine, let alone one that walks and talks.
Bridge to Riker.
Can I get back to you, Mr. Worf?
Admiral Doherty is on the comm link, sir.
Patch him through. Yes, Admiral.
Why haven't you left orbit?
Captain Picard is still on the surface, sir.
Doing what?
He didn't want to leave until we could adequately explain why Data malfunctioned. His future in Starfleet could depend on it.
Remind the captain his 12 hours are up.
Yes, sir.
Doherty out.
Your body is producing far too many toxins. We've reached the limit of genetic manipulation.
I won't need any more genetic manipulation if our Federation friends will allow us to complete this mission.
Tricorder functions are limited due to heavy deposits of kelvinite in these hills.
How about a passive radiation scan?
Curious. There appear to be strong neutrino emissions coming from the lake.
Can he breathe underwater?
Data doesn't breathe.
Won't he rust?
No.
I know what is causing the neutrino emissions.
The vessel is clearly Federation in origin, Captain.
Just a few loose ends to tie up.
We're not interested in such things.
I am.
I think it will be wiser.
I'm going with you.
It is a holographic projection. Incomplete, I might add.
What you're seeing is a computer-driven image created by photons and force fields.
I know what a hologram is, Captain. The question is, why would anyone want to create one of our village?
Data, if you were following the children and discovered this ship...
It is conceivable I was shot to protect the secret of its existence.
Why would they duplicate this village, except to deceive the Baku?
Deceive us?
To move you off this planet. You go to sleep one night in the village, wake up the next morning on this flying holodeck, transported en masse. Within a few days, you're relocated on a similar planet without ever realizing it.
Why would the Federation or the Sona wish to move the Baku?
I don't know.
End program. Decloak the vessel.
Help! I can't swim!
Don't panic!
I've been shot at. Thrown into the lake out of a ship that's come to abduct us. What's there to panic about?
In the event of a water landing, I have been designed to serve as a flotation device.
Mr. Worf, did the hostages mention anything about a cloaked ship during their debriefing?
No, sir.
Debrief them again. Have you been in a fight, Mr. Worf?
No, sir. It is the Gorge.
The Gorge? Oh, well, it's hardly noticeable.
Smooth as an android's bottom, eh, Data?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Admiral Dougherty wants to know why we haven't left yet.
We're not going anywhere.
Deck 5.
Klingons never do anything small, do you?
Dr. Crusher asked to speak to you when you returned.
Dr. Crusher.
Captain, the Sona hostages declined to be examined. I had them confined to quarters.
And our people?
They're fine. In fact, they're better than fine. Increased metabolism, improved muscle tone, high energy. We should all be so lucky.
Very well, Doctor. The guard out.
Worf, don't release the sonar officers till I've talked to Ada Ruafo.
Aye, sir.
Commander, may I...
Computer music.
No, not that. Something Latin.
Specify.
A mambo.
That's more like it.
We came here from a solar system on the verge of self-annihilation, where technology had created weapons that threatened to destroy all life. A small group of us set off to find a new home. A home that would be isolated from the threats of other worlds. That was 309 years ago.
And you haven't aged a day since then.
Actually, I was a good deal older when we arrived, in terms of my physical condition.
There's an unusual metaphasic radiation coming from the planet's rings. It continuously regenerates our genetic structure. You must have noticed the effects by now.
We just begun to. I suppose you're 75.
No, I'm 12.
The metaphasic radiation won't begin to affect him until he reaches maturity.
To most offlanders, what you have here is more valuable than gold-pressed latinum. I'm afraid that's the reason that someone may be trying to take your world away from you.
The artificial life form is right.
If it were not for Data, it's probable that you would be relocated by now.
How can we possibly defend ourselves?
The moment we pick up a weapon, we become one of them. We lose everything we are.
It may not come to that. Clearly, the architects of this conspiracy want to keep it a secret. Not only from you, but from my people as well. I don't intend to let them.
We've always known that to survive, we had to remain apart. Hasn't been easy. Many of the young people want to know more about the offland. They're attracted to stories of a faster pace of life.
Most of my people who live that faster life would sell their souls to slow it down.
But not you.
There are days.
You don't live up to your reputation as an offlander, Picard.
Well, in defense of offlanders, there are many more people like me.
Who wouldn't be tempted by the promise of perpetual youth? I don't think so.
You give me more credit than I deserve. Well, of course, I'm tempted. Who wouldn't be? But some of the darkest chapters in the history of my world involved the forced relocation of a small group of people to satisfy the demands of a large one. I'd hoped that we had learned from our mistakes, but it seems that some of us haven't. This is extraordinary craftsmanship.
It's the work of students. They're almost ready to become apprentices. In 30 or 40 years, some of them will take their place among the artisans.
Apprenticing for 30 years. Did your people's mental discipline develop here?
More questions. Always the explorer. If you stay long enough, that'll change.
Will it?
You stop reviewing what happened yesterday. Stop planning for tomorrow. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced a perfect moment in time?
A perfect moment?
When time seemed to stop, and you could almost live in that moment.
Seeing my home planet from space for the first time.
Yes, exactly. Nothing more complicated than perception. You explore the universe. We've discovered that a single moment in time can be a universe in itself, full of powerful forces. Most people aren't aware enough of the now to even notice.
I wish I could spare a few centuries to learn.
It took us centuries to learn that it doesn't have to take centuries to learn.
There's one thing I don't understand. In 300 years, you never learned to swim.
I just haven't got around to it yet. I wonder if you're aware of the trust you engender, Jean-Luc Picard. in my experience, it's unusual for...
For an offlander?
For someone so young.
As it turns out, there wasn't anything wrong with my implants at all. There was something right with my eyes. When Dr. Crusher removed the ocular connection, she found that the cells around my optic nerve had...
started to regenerate.
It may not last. And if it doesn't, I just wondered before we go. You know, I've never seen a sunrise. At least, not the way you see them.
To understand that you're not releasing my men, Captain?
We found the hollow ship.
Ruoffo, why don't you let the captain and me...
No! This entire mission has been one Federation blunder after another. You will return my men, or this alliance will end with the destruction of your ship.
You're looking well, Jean-Luc. Rested.
I won't let you move them, Admiral. I will take this to the Federation Council.
I'm acting on orders from the Federation Council.
How can there be an order to abandon the Prime Directive?
Prime Directive doesn't apply. These people are not indigenous to this planet. They were never meant to be immortal. We'll simply be restoring them to their natural evolution.
Who the hell are we to determine the next course of evolution for this people?
Jean-Luc, there are 600 people down there. We'll be able to use the regenerative properties of this radiation to help billions. The Sona have developed a procedure to collect the metaphasic particles from the planet's rings.
A planet in Federation space.
That's right. We have the planet, they have the technology. A technology we can't duplicate. You know what that makes us? Partners.
Our partners are nothing more than petty thugs.
On Earth, petroleum once turned petty thugs into world leaders. Warp drive transformed a bunch of Romulan thugs into an empire. We can handle the Sona. I'm not worried about that.
Someone probably said the same thing about the Romulans a century ago.
With metaphasics, lifespans will be doubled. An entire new medical science will evolve. I understand your chief engineer has the use of his eyes for the first time in his life. Would you take that away from him?
There are metaphasic particles all over the Briar Patch. Why does it have to be this one planet?
It's the concentration in the rings that makes the whole damn thing work. Don't ask me to explain it. I only know they inject something into the rings that starts a thermolytic reaction. When it's over, the planet will be uninhabitable for generations.
Admiral, delay the procedure. Let my people look at the technology.
Our best scientific minds already have. We can't find any other way to do this.
Then the Sonar can establish a separate colony on the planet until we do.
It would take 10 years of normal exposure to begin to reverse their condition. Some of them won't survive that long. Besides, they don't want to live in the middle of the briar patch. Who would?
The Baku. We are betraying the principles upon which the Federation was founded. It's an attack upon its very soul. And it will destroy the Baku. Just as cultures have been destroyed in every other forced relocation throughout history.
Jean-Luc, we're only moving 600 people.
How many people does it take, Admiral, before it becomes wrong? 1,000? 50,000? 1,000,000? How many people does it take, Admiral?
I'm ordering you to the Gorin system. I'm also ordering the release of the sonar officers. File whatever protests you wish to, Captain. By the time you do, this will all be done.
Starfleet Captain finally released you.
Yes.
Did you encounter any problems on the surface?
No, sir. But it wasn't easy being among them.
I'm sure. Just don't forget what they did to us. We'll have them rounded up in a day or two. We needn't bother with a Federation hollow ship anymore. Just get the holding cells ready.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to miss these little flesh-stretching sessions of ours, my dear.
Rerouting the transport grid to avoid detection was wise, sir. However, the transporter is rarely used after 0200 hours.
Taking the captain's yacht out for a spin?
7 metric tons of ultridium explosives, 8 tetraon pulse launchers, and 10 isomagnetic disintegrators.
Looks like you're planning on doing some hunting.
Return to your quarters. That's an order.
No uniform, no orders.
Captain. How could I look at another sunrise knowing what my sight cost these people?
I feel obliged to point out that the environmental anomalies may have stimulated certain rebellious instincts common to youth, which could affect everyone's judgment. Except mine, of course.
Okay, Data, what do you think we should do?
Saddle up. Lock and load.
They won't begin the procedure while the planet is still inhabited. So, our job is to keep the planet inhabited. Will, Geordi, go back and put a face on what's happening here. Make the Council see the Baku. It's too easy to turn a blind eye to the suffering of a people you don't know.
I'll be back before you know it.
We'll hold out as long as we can.
The
injector performs perfectly in every simulation.
Sir, as the Enterprise left orbit, one of their support craft went down to the surface.
What? Appeared to be the captain's yacht. 5 persons on board.
We're not waiting until morning. Take the shuttles and get everyone off the surface tonight. Gallatin. If Picard or any of his people interfere, eliminate them.
We're leaving the village. Take only what you need. Bring food. We may not be back for days.
It is a transport inhibitor. It will help prevent spaceships from beaming anyone off the surface.
These veins of kelvinite running through the hills will interfere with their transporters. And when the terrain forces us away from the deposits, then we'll use transport inhibitors as a compensation. The mountains have the heaviest concentration of kelvinite. Once there, it'll make transport virtually impossible.
There are caves in those mountains.
Then we should be able to hold out for a long time, once we're there. But they're not going to make it easy for us to get there.
Captain, we have activated the transport inhibitors around the village.
Good. Let's move these people out!
Transporters are not functioning.
They're blocking the beams with some kind of inhibitors. We'll have to locate and destroy them.
No. Son, you're carrying too much. We have a long time ahead of us.
We've lost 3 transport inhibitors. There's a gap in the field.
Recommendations.
Take me down. Let me talk to Picard.
Don't talk.
We should send down an assault team and take them by force.
That is not an acceptable option.
If people get hurt, all the support we have in the Federation...
Federation support. Federation procedures. Federation rules. Look in the mirror, Admiral. The Federation is old. In the past 24 months, they've been challenged by every major power in the Quadrant. The Borg, the Cardassians, the Dominion. They all smell the scent of death on the Federation. That's why you've embraced our offer. Because it will give your dear Federation new life. Well, how badly do you want it, Admiral? Because there are hard choices to be made now. If the Enterprise gets through with news about their brave captain's valiant struggle on behalf of the defenseless Baku, your Federation politicians will waver. Your Federation opinion polls will open a public debate. Your Federation allies will want their say. Need I go on? There's an alternative to an all-out assault. Isolinear tags would allow our transporters to lock onto them.
We'd have to tag every one of them. That would take time, and we don't have it. The Enterprise is only 19 hours from communications range with the Federation.
I'll order Riker to turn around.
Picard's first officer. You really believe he'll listen? My ships are capable of intercepting the Enterprise before it reaches the perimeter. I could send them to escort it back. But Commander Riker might not want to come.
send your ships.
I aspire to be more than I am.
I know why. So people like us won't be afraid of you anymore.
Perhaps.
Don't you ever get tired?
My power cells continually recharge themselves.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a machine.
Perhaps it would surprise you to know that I have often tried to imagine what it is like to be a child.
Really?
Really.
For one thing, your legs are shorter than everyone else's.
But they are in a constant state of growth. Do you find it difficult to adapt?
Adapt?
A child's specifications are never the same from one moment to the next. It is a wonder you do not trip over your own feet.
Sometimes I do.
My legs are exactly 87.2 centimeters in length. They were 87.2 centimeters the day I was created. They will be 87.2 centimeters the day I go offline. My operation depends on specifications that do not change. I will never know the experience of growing up or tripping over my own feet.
But you've never had adults telling you what to do all the time, or bedtimes, or having to eat food you don't like.
I would gladly accept the requirement of a bedtime in exchange for knowing what it is like to be a child.
Do machines ever play?
Yes. I play the violin, and my chess routines are quite advanced.
No, I mean, haven't you ever just played for fun?
Androids do not have fun.
Look, if you want to know what it's like to be a child, you need to learn to play.
Captain. Mr. Worf, you need a haircut.
Accelerated hair growth is often experienced by Klingons during Jaqtala.
Jaqtala?
Roughly translated puberty. Although for a Klingon, that scarcely does it justice. Any severe mood swings, unusual aggressive tendencies, you let me know at once.
Yes, sir. The raccoon needs some rest, sir. According to the geoscan, this is the safest area within the next few kilometers.
Very well. We'll take an hour. Have them break out some rations.
Aye, sir.
Right beyond that ridge is where the caves begin. We can hide there for days.
By now, the sonar will have scanned this area. They'll know that as well as we do.
It's been 300 years since I've seen a bald man.
How is it that you never married? And don't tell me it's just because you haven't got around to it yet.
What's the rush?
I should warn you, I've always been attracted to older women.
I'm showing two sonar ships on an intercept course.
How long till they reach us?
18 minutes.
We won't be able to get a transmission out of here for at least another hour.
They're hailing us.
Tell them our transceiver assembly's down, that we can send messages but not receive them.
I don't think they believe us.
Why not? Photon torpedo. Isn't that the universal greeting when communications are down?
I think it's the universal greeting when you don't like someone.
Full impulse.
Manifolds can't handle full impulse in the patch, Commander.
If we don't outrun them, the manifolds will be the only thing left on the ship.
I'll be in engineering.
Red alert! All hands, battle stations!
And have you noticed how your bloops have started to firm up?
Not that we care about such things in this day and age.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Data.
I have an odd craving for the blood of a live Kolar beast. This environment must be affecting me again.
And have you noticed how your boobs have started to firm up? Not that we care about...
Take cover!
Linear tags. The transporters can lock onto them.
We have to find shelter.
There's a cavern at the base of the next hill.
This way.
Passed the way Br'er Rabbit did.
Tendencies, sir.
They've detonated an isolytic burst. A subspace tear is forming.
On screen.
I thought subspace weapons were banned by the Kittimer Accord.
Remind me to lodge a protest.
Our warp core's acting like a magnet to the tear. We're pulling it like a zipper across space.
Option.
We could eject the core.
Will that stop the tear?
You got me, Commander.
That's your expert opinion?
Detonating the warp core might neutralize the cascade, then again, it might not. Subspace weapons are unpredictable. That's why they were banned.
Tear's closing on us. Impact in 15 seconds.
Eject the core.
I just did.
Impact in 10 seconds. Detonate.
We're through running from these bastards.
Oh,
Another 43 reported taken, sir.
Trying to drive us out so their drones can tag us.
With all the hydrothermal vents and the substrata, the structural integrity of this cavern is not going to hold for long.
Is there another way out of here?
I don't know.
Captain, tracking the water's course may reveal another exit.
Mr. Wolf, come with us.
I'm reading a nitrogen-oxygen flow behind that calcite formation, Captain.
Will this structure hold if we were to blast through?
I believe it is safe, sir.
Fire.
Get everybody into those caves. And set up force fields once they're inside.
Aye, sir.
Shorty, are those pockets of Metreon gas?
Yes, Commander. Highly volatile. I recommend we keep our distance.
Negative. I want to use the ram scoop to collect as much of it as we can.
The purpose being?
The purpose being, I intend to shove it down the Sona's throat.
Commander, if one of their weapons hits that gas...
It's our only way out of here, Mr. Daniels.
I wouldn't be surprised if history remembers this as the Riker maneuver.
If it works. Computer, access manual steering column. Transfer helm controls to manual.
Bridge, storage cells are at maximum capacity.
They're powering their forward weapons array, sir.
Blow out the ram scoop. Stand by, full thrusters.
Ram scoop.
Captain. Data, try! Keep these people moving!
Bring them out!
I suspect it won't be long before the drones get here.
Keep moving! Keep moving! They found caves on higher ground. We'll be safe there.
Captain, take a look at this med scan. His DNA profile.
How can that be possible?
Maybe we should ask them. Artem, what are you doing?
Get them ready to move out. We need to hurry.
And Neuge went to find Artem.
To Picard.
Two life signs, one of them extremely faint.
There are almost 4 metric tons of rock blocking our way.
No, that might cause another cave-in.
Mm.
At ease.
Warmth of the car.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
We are trying to get to you, sir.
Anish. Help is on the way. Wolf, Harry. Anish is hurt.
How bad is she, Captain?
I'm losing her.
We're coming as fast as we can.
Anish. Stay with me. Help me find the power to keep you in this moment. Stay with me. Don't let go of this moment. Is it safe to move her?
Safer than leaving her here. And you thought it would take centuries to learn.
Order them to surrender, and I promise you won't be court-martialed.
If a court-martial is the only way to let the people of the Federation know what is happening here, I welcome it.
The Enterprise has destroyed one of my ships. The other is on fire requesting assistance.
The Enterprise would only fire to defend itself. Ruafo must have ordered the attack. I can't believe he would have given that order without your consent, Admiral. I wonder which of us will be facing that court-martial.
There's nothing further to be gained from this.
You're right. This is going to end now. The Baku want to stay on the planet. Let them. I'm going to launch the injector.
You're not going to launch anything.
In 6 hours, every living thing in this system will be dead or dying.
You would kill your own people, Ruafo. Your own parents. Brothers, sisters. Didn't you know, Admiral? The Sona and the Baku are the same race.
Bakar just told us. Our DNA is identical. Which one were you? Golna. Rotin.
Those names, those children are gone forever.
What's he talking about?
A century ago, a group of our young people wanted to follow the ways of the Offlanders. They tried to take over the colony, and when they failed...
When we failed, you exiled us to die slowly.
You're Rotin, aren't you? There's something in the voice. Would you be his friend, Golna? I helped your mother bathe you when you were a child. She
still speaks of you.
You've brought the Federation into the middle of a blood feud, Admiral. The children have returned to expel their elders, just as they were once expelled. Except that Ruafo's need for revenge has now escalated into parricide.
It was for the Federation. It was all for the Federation. We're taking this ship out of here. This mission is over.
It is not over.
It is over.
I do not take orders from you.
If you launch an injector while the planet is still populated, the Federation will pursue you on a
Federation?
We'll never know what happened here.
Admiral Dougherty will not be joining us for dinner. Deploy the Collector. Do you have a problem with that order?
I talk to you alone.
Deploy the Collector.
Yes, sir.
Moving them is one thing. Killing them all...
No one hated them more than you, Golna. We've come a long way together. This is the moment we've planned for so many years.
Separate the Starfleet personnel and secure them in the aft cargo hold. See that Picard joins them.
The shields in that section won't protect them against the thermolytic reaction.
Thank you for reminding me.
Surrounded by all the friends and family you knew all those years ago, each one looking exactly as they did then, like looking through the eyes of childhood again. And here you are, closing those eyes, trying not to see what bitterness has done to the sonar, how it's turned Ruafo into a madman, and you turned you into a coward. Man who denies his own conscience.
Get in.
Coward without the moral courage to prevent an atrocity. You offend me.
This is how a Federation officer pleads for his life.
I'm not pleading for my life. I'm pleading. pleading for yours. You can still go home, Galna.
Computer. Close turbo lift doors. What you're asking me to do is impossible.
You know how to disable the ejector.
But I would need to be on the bridge. The crew is loyal to Ruotho. An assault would fail.
Perhaps we can lure him away.
It doesn't matter where he is. As soon as he realizes something's happening, he'll override my commands with one word to his comlink.
If he doesn't realize something's happening... Can you get me to a transmitter? I need to speak with Data and Worf down on the planet. We'll need their help.
Deck 12.
Initiate separation protocols.
Activating injector assembly.
Separation in 3 minutes.
Small craft is coming up from the surface. It's powering up its weapons.
On screen.
One person aboard. It's the android.
He's no threat.
Data to Picard.
Go ahead, Data.
Captain, they're ignoring my attack.
Keep firing tachyon bursts into the shield grid.
Is Worf in position?
Yes, sir. He is ready for simultaneous transport.
We're approaching the bridge. Count out.
Separation in 1 minute.
Sir, the Federation ship is creating a disruption in our shields.
If they go out of phase, it will increase our exposure to the thermolytic reaction.
Very well. Destroy that ship. Reset our shield harmonics. Do not delay the countdown.
Data to Picard. They are rotating their shield harmonics. I am attempting to return to the surface, sir.
The Federation ship has been disabled.
Separation in 20 seconds.
What is that?
I don't know. Systems don't seem affected.
Separation in 10 seconds. 5 seconds.
Injector assembly has separated.
Not showing any change in metaphasic flux levels.
Your scanners must be malfunctioning.
All ship functions are offline.
How can there be no ship functions if the chemistry is working? Artificial gravity is stable. Life support is... Transported to the hollow ship when we reset our shields. Everything we saw was an illusion.
Lawful authorization Delta 2-1. Override all interlink commands to Injector Assembly 1.
Unable to comply. Injector Assembly 1 has been deactivated.
All injector subsystems aboard the collector are confirmed offline.
Decloak the holoship and engage a tractor beam.
Aye, sir.
The crew knows something's happened. I've secured the bridge.
This ship is equipped with 14 long-range transporters. Are they all useless?
They must have been locked and secured after we were beamed here.
Isolate one and reroute its command sequence through the auxiliary processor.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. They already have control of our ship.
I don't plan on going back to our ship.
Mr. Worf, destroy that thing.
Aye, sir. Weapon systems have been taken offline.
Crew is rerouting bridge controls.
Captain, there's a problem aboard the Collector. The launch sequence has resumed.
Collector shields have been raised. Someone's on board.
It's Ruafo.
Can you override the launch sequence from here?
Not without his access codes.
Is there a self-destruct?
Yes, but without the codes, it would have to be activated at the upper control matrix on the Collector.
Mr. Worf, try and find some way to beam through those shields.
You'd have to detonate it manually. There'd only be a 2-second delay.
We may be able to transport between the shield generators if we are within 100 meters.
Take us into position. Remain at your post, Commander. I need you to beam me back.
We're approaching the Collector. 1 minute before separation, you'll see the cryogenic tanks venting. Weapons fire could ignite the exhaust.
Separation in 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Picking up Captain Picard's biosignature on board the Collector.
Enterprise to Picard.
Number one,
we're approaching your position. Do you need assistance?
I may need a lift in a minute or so.
We're on our way.
Separation in 1 minute.
Ship.
On screen.
Sensors are reading over 100 Baku on board and one Klingon.
Target their ventral engines and life support.
Set a collision course.
Stop!
Ruafo, we're getting too old for this.
After today, that won't be a problem for either of us.
Separation in 30 seconds.
You're really going to risk igniting the exhaust? All right. I will!
No! Shields at 60%!
Hold your course.
He wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
Stand by, Captain. We're right around the corner.
Sorry. Time's up.
Thank you.
Capture number one.
The Federation Council has asked me to inform you that the Baku relocation will be halted while they conduct a top-level review.
Sir, Ruapo's ship is hailing us.
On screen.
Captain, the Sona crew would like to negotiate a ceasefire. It may have something to do with the fact that we have 3 minutes of air left.
We have plenty over here, Mr. Worf. Prepare to beam aboard.
You think when we get away from this metaphasic radiation, it'll change the way we feel?
Your feelings about her have not changed since the day I met you, Commander. This place just let them out for a little fresh air.
I wish there were a way to bring them back home.
Ask them.
I'm afraid there's too much bitterness on both sides.
Mother and son. You arranged this?
I thought it might begin the healing process.
What am I going to do without you?
I wish I could stay. But these are perilous times for the Federation. I can't abandon it to people who would threaten everything that I've spent a lifetime defending. I have to go back. If only to slow things down at the Federation Council. But I have 318 days of shore leave coming, and I intend to use them.
Data, it's time to go.
I have to go home now.
Bye.
Bye. Mr. Data, I hope we'll see you again.
Data, don't forget, you have to have a little fun every day.
Good advice.
Picard to Enterprise, 7 to beam up.
Energizer.